you're accessing my holy mind. You know, I'm not analyzing, but when I go home, that's a different story, but I just, something clicked.
Mm-hmm.
I always see that I'm like Shannon said to me, Emily, you know, you act as if you have more mistakes or there's more something wrong with you than other people. And so I'm always seeing that I'm making mistakes, but I think I have a different take on it now, is that my mistakes, or what my interpretation of my mistakes, is actually a call to love. And so maybe perhaps if I can say, well, oh shoot, man, I forgot that again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was a call to love,
mm-hmm.
and so that I have a different interpretation, so that maybe I won't, well, number one, I'd have a more acceptance of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, maybe I wouldn't make any mistakes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we could really get the consciousness creates our perception of reality. What we focus on is what we attract. Then our goal would be to focus on or to give what we want to have. All of a sudden, it wouldn't be about trying to figure out how you're going to treat people, because you have the same purpose with everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Only reason why I'm trying to figure out how to treat people is that I have different ways to treat people.
Yeah.
But if I had made the decision that every time I'm with anybody in here, what I want to come through me is love, then I don't have to figure out what I'm going to do with everybody I'm with. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be as loving as I can be with everybody that I'm with.
Yeah.
Because that's all I want. And if that's all I want, then that's all I focus on.
It's really that simple.
Yeah. Well, it's like, that's how you can tell when you're beginning to accept the truth, because when you're beginning to accept the truth, then you start practicing it. It just seems logical to you to go ahead and, you know, I want love, why don't I give it? You know, I want, when I call for help and go crazy and my ego shows up, I want somebody to see it's a call for love rather than attacking me, so why shouldn't I do that for somebody else? I want to give my problems to the Holy Spirit. I want to give my problems to higher power, don't I? Well, if that's what I want to do with mine, why do I feel like I have to solve yours? Why don't I give yours to the higher power too? That would actually increase my belief in giving mine to the higher power. Actually, if I try to give mine to the higher power and try to solve yours, then I'm diluting the power of me giving mine to the higher power.
Yeah.
Because I'm not reinforcing the idea that the higher power is there and the higher power can answer. It's not that God doesn't exist, it's just that God doesn't operate the way we do, so therefore we don't see any evidence of it. Because the court says that one of the laws of chaos is we define what God is, and if God doesn't accept our definition of God, then God must be wrong.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a perfect statement. That's exactly what we do. We sit around and define the Creator, and then we say it's not true when the Creator defines itself. which is going to obviously be very opposite and very different to what we believe. If we want to have a different result, we couldn't be hearing what we already believe. So that's why we're hearing stuff like, be grateful for the person that's really acting crazy, because they could remind you of the truth and bring more to you. You do have a teacher of reality that can tell you everything you need to know about your personal life right now. But it doesn't help. You have to realize that it will never change its mind about you. There will never be a point where your inner voice will judge you, condemn you, criticize you, and tell you that you are not loving. There is no time you're going to hear that from your real self. So anytime you hear any of that, by definition, it's not coming from your real self. End of story. Your real self is not going to judge you, condemn you, and criticize you and say you don't deserve to be happy. That's never your real self. Ever, 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 ever. Ever. So when I'm, that's not my real self. Yeah, that sounds like, again, that would be something that people would be glad to know. Okay. I'm doing a workshop on the 11th, an all-day Course in Miracles marathon, get down, not for the faint of heart. People want to get serious about this path. And in that, I'm going to have a whole section that's about how to read the Course. So we can get past that excuse of, I just can't read the Course, it's too hard to read. Okay? And I'm going to talk about, I just don't want to do the Course for a whole day without dealing with an hour.
Yeah.
So I can really reveal to people what 25 years of obsession and teaching this material is like, because I don't get a chance to do it in these classes because we don't have enough time. So if you really want to do an in-depth, all-day study looking at anger, guilt, grievances, relationships, sickness, and abundance and prosperity as it relates to Course in Miracles teachings, and letting go of anger, guilt, and the past, then that's what this is going to be about. It's only going to be limited to 20 people. There are already 10 people paid. First 20 paid get the seminar. But so even though I got another page here, if you want to do the seminar, still put your name and phone number on it. Okay, we'll pass this one. So March 11th, 100, from 10 to 6, and we do credit cards and stuff. Be 10 to 6 on Saturday, March 11th. So we'll pass this around. And
it's here, right?
Yeah, it's going to be here. So if you really want to get down, you know you're ready to make a commitment, this would be a perfect workshop for you to come to. One more thing right quick. I'd like to have those who want to be able to be contacted to sign the mailing list, because I'll probably be traveling more this year, and I want to be able to inform you all about what's happening, especially by email. You know, your phone numbers are good too. So this is one more thing that I'm going to pass around. All these people in here, we need to know who we are. When you look around this room, you're looking at a group of people that you've learned many times with, many lifetimes. And as hard as you've been trying, you can't get away from each other.
That's so true.
We made the decision we were going to love each other. So now we've changed from enemies to saviors. And now we're willing to be a reminder to each other of what's really valuable. That's all a savior is. Somebody to remind you about the truth of you, how innocent you are. Okay, here's the next paragraph.
Do we need to fill this out again if we've already?
No, if you already put your name on there, no, that's okay. And if you put your name on that other sheet for the workshop, you don't have to put it on the sheet again. That's sheet number two. So if you've already signed it, you don't need to sign it again. But I'm so excited about having a day with people. Whew. Now here's a very powerful spiritual law. Your interpretation of your needs, your interpretation of your brother's needs are your interpretation of your needs. So whatever it is you say I need is really what you need.
Oh my God.
Your interpretation of another person's needs are really your interpretations of your needs. So what you think another person needs is really what you need. You need to be more caring, sharing, unselfish. I need to be more caring, sharing, unselfish. You need to take more responsibility. I need to take more responsibility. My interpretation of my brother's needs are my interpretation of mine. Now, the only way you can ask for help is by giving help. And if you perceive one need in yourself, you will be healed. Okay, so the reason why the average person isn't healed is because they think they have a need other than love. If you see yourself as having one need, you will be healed. By giving help, you're asking for help. So the way that I ask for help is to see your call for help, because seeing your call for help is giving help. Recognizing your call for help is giving help. This is another level of consciousness that we're coming from.
Yeah.
How many needs do you need to see in yourself in order to be healed?
One.
Don't we usually think of ourselves as having a whole lot of needs?
Yeah.
And don't we also see ourselves as not being completely healed?
I got this.